all in when she was trying to, like, kind of dance on her. I was just like, the fuck, lady? I'm like, she kept giving her that eye and shit. She kept giving her the eye and shit. It was hella weird.
Oh my gosh. Are we live? Man. This should be interesting. What a Monday, boy. We're in here talking about opposites attracting or opposites attacking. However this situation is going. How you guys doing out there? Hello and welcome to Damn, this should be interesting, and it's interesting it is. Happy Monday, everybody, man. We hope everybody out there is having a milkshake, bring all the girls to the yard type Monday, and having a good day, man. Tonight, our topic, we're asking about opposites. We want to know if opposites attract. Can they attract? Can it still work? If you guys are two opposites, I mean like polar opposites, right? You like to be a health nut. When you come home, she's sitting on a box of ho-hos. You know what I'm saying? It's like you want to know if that's cool for you, if that works. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, some people like to have a TV in the house. Some people don't believe in watching TV, you know. You cable or dish. You know what I'm saying? These kind of situations. And you might not think that they do come up, but they definitely do come up. So we want to talk about opposites tonight. We want to know if you can date your opposite, and if you date your opposite, do you feel like it's a compliment or do you feel like it's a detriment, right? Does the person you date have to be like you? Do you guys have to see things the same way pretty much? Or can you have two totally different ways of seeing the world and still be harmonious? That's the question that we're asking this evening. We're trying to get everybody to call in and weigh in on this topic, especially if you're with somebody who's your opposite and you're loving it, or you're with somebody who's your opposite and you're about to walk out. So call tonight. Either way, we want to know. So we're going to go into introducing ourselves, and then we get into Dr. J's Word of the Day, and we get into this combo and some great music for you. I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at Ann's Dream. What's up, y'all? Dr. J Money in the building.
You know who it is, man. It's your young homie, Callie Bud.
I mean. And I'm at 220 Media. Yo, yes. And so we have now, we're introduced ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about these opposites once again. You know what I'm saying? Can you be with somebody who is day and your night for the opposite? People say opposites attract, but I know in a lot of situations, man, opposites attack. You know, they cause arguments. People don't get along, and for that reason, they split up. So we're going to go into Dr. J's Word of the Day, get into this topic, get some great LGBTQ music. Dr. J.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J. Opposites attract, and it set the whole world on fire. But, you know, opposites attract. Which is why it sucks being this beautiful. I don't want it. But, y'all, some people get so enthralled in a person and their beauty, that they don't pay attention to the differences. You know, they're so enthralled that they miss all the warning signs, danger, crazy, back away. So tonight's word of the day is enthrall, to captivate or charm.
I've been a part of it. I have been bamboozled by the booty as well.
You missed the warning.
Danger.
Man, y'all, so to get back on this topic, though, this Ann's Dreams, and it's on my mind. I think that opposites can attract to a certain level because it's two different levels, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can be opposite in a thing to where y'all don't like the same food, or somebody want a TV, somebody don't, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that can be accommodated. But when it comes down to the morals, if the morals ain't lined up and y'all ain't on the same page in that area, it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
But if you can get y'all same morals lined up, then everything else can be accommodated. You know what I'm saying? If it's something they don't like, then, you know, they get what they want, get what you want. And I'm sorry, y'all. That just threw me off, man. It's a lot going on in the background. We over here having fun doing our thing, so I got through.
But no, but real talk, man. You know,
opposites can attract, but at the same time, too, being the same, having the same exact person or having the same exact qualities, it can kind of be kind of annoying and kind of backfiring. You know, you got, you know, some people think that opposites don't attract and you want to get somebody that's similar to you and thinks like you and acts like you and eats like you.
Bark like a dog.
You know what I'm saying? And exactly.
It's easier when y'all think alike and like the same shit. I ain't going to lie.
But sometimes.
I do attract also at the same time, but at the same time, I like you when that motherfucker think like me. That way we on the same page. I don't got to worry about you doing no dumb shit. And I already know what you gonna be doing, and I feel confident.
But you get that sometimes. You get that effect, like, okay, babe, what you want to eat? I don't know, whatever you want to eat. You know what I'm saying? You might, or you know what I'm saying? Y'all might get into an argument, and you might be stubborn, and she might be stubborn. She, you know what I'm saying? And y'all might have the same exact qualities, and y'all might be both bullheaded. You know what I'm saying? That can be a problem. It, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, or y'all could both be real soft-minded or soft-hearted too, which can hurt a relationship. Y'all really, you know, which means y'all settling for each other, and you know what I'm saying? And a lot of things can go into that if you're too similar.
For some people, it could work, and for some people, it can't. I think it's all best. Shit don't matter anyway.
Thank you, Solo. Thank you. I think it would be kind of boring, you know. I feel like if you get somebody that's exactly like you, you're not, how are they going to help you progress and grow? Like, really? Like, or how are they going to help you know who you are fully? Because they're never going to test you. They're never going to, you know, give you that push that you need. So I feel like if you have the opposite can test you in ways that someone who has the same traits as you, you know, could test you differently. I don't know. I feel like I want to be with somebody opposite of me. And Callie, you are opposite of me.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I believe in both of you.
Yeah, but you know, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's all personal preference. If you're with your mate right now and y'all the same or y'all the opposite, whatever works for you, make it work. But make sure you're not being bamboozled. Make sure you're not getting the wool pulled over your eyes. Think about the good relationships, you know what I mean? If you're in a bad relationship and you just covering up, you know what I mean? Think about it, you know what I mean? Do opposites really attract, you know what I mean? Or are you just forcing it? You know what I mean? So, you know, you always personal preferences. Once again, this is always just opinions of the crew. If you got an opinion, call us up, man, 347-324-3853, man. We always here to talk. We love it. I like opposites. 220, what you got for us on the song, man? We need to kick something up, man, while I roll up this tree. I'm going to let y'all know what I'm smoking in about 3 minutes. You hear me? What we got there, 220, we good?
All right.
Red Stripe by Dean. Let's get into it.
Yo. I want some blood clap, boy. Cut the all about them fever, man, but you still want to try them. Fucking waste, man. Me a bun girl, you a Baptist man, your head top get a broke off a dick. Tell you to kiss the old boy where you feel like. Me no take man and me no take pie. Who you a call Sadamai? No make me lick in your head with a red stripe. The little bat the old boy want rush me. To your nose and the girl they love me. Who never could have touched me, but I like boy and them still want me.
What is your bumbo clad problem?
How we may ask them? Cause them a chat a bag of shit when me pass them. Head a get hot, me have to take off my glasses. High definition when me lick off your asses. See you a bad man, when me badder. Have a trailer gear like Shabab. Want the pussy to hold, get madder. Me will make your foot chant and up tab. Steel hole in your bladder. To kiss the old boy where you feel like. No take man and me no take pie. Who you call Sadamai? No make me lick in your head with a red stripe. The little bat the old boy want rush me. To your nose and the girl they love me. Who never could have touched me. Wagga like boy and them still want me. A little chatty chatty boy. boy, me no ramp, me no fear. Me will fuck pussy anytime, anywhere. What if a creep blood clot liar? Y'all a fuck, y'all call your hood front tire. Me no happy to see pussy, y'all thing it come give me. Well, your blood clot mouth when you see me call my life, you never give me.
When you ask so fat, fat pussy, y'all no one I tell her.
If you pussy, old boy, what you feel like?
Me no take man, me no take pie.
Who ya call sodomite? Now make me lick in your head with a red stripe.
Then you come back, the old boy won't rush me. She a know what the girl they love me. Who you never could have touched me. Swagger like boy and them still want me. This a minion pussy scam, me no like a kiss. So all your vases that you print up on your body boy, yo. Print up on your body boy. Can't understand. Yo, little bitch, your boy is too far.
Make you never shut your thinking mouth when me bad.
Now you a flick ratchet and me a bust slap.
When you got next wall right up in your
class. The whole boy where you feel like. Me no take man and me no take pie.
Who you call sodomite? Now make me lick in your head with a red stripe.
Then you come back, the old boy won't rush me. To your nose, the girl ain't love me. Who knew never could have touched me? Swagger like boy and them still want me.
No love man, no take your yaya from me.
That me learn from Adi, me daddy. 26 girl, let me fight over me. See the one feel we can get a walk up on me.
No love man, no take your yaya from me.
That me learn from Adi, me daddy. 26 girl, let me fight over me. See the one feel we can get a walk up on me.
Well, I am a child of the year. I grew up listening to Ninja Man, Shabba Rap, Supercat, you know. Then in the 90s, you know, this man came along called Buju Banta. And right then and there, I saw a dancer. That was it. Couldn't get any bigger. Couldn't get any better. You know? Artists also like Bounty Killer, Beanie Man, Sizzler, Capleton, Prada Ben, you know? So I was born in dancer, and I grew up in dancer, and I am dancer.
Nigga, don't trip. Don't trip. Don't trip. Nigga, Hey, welcome back to DTSBI, man. Damn, this should be interesting. This is definitely an interesting conversation, man. The question is, tonight, we need y'all to pick up y'all phones and call in, man. We want y'all to be live on the air. We need to know if opposites attract out there. Are you with your opposite? You know what I'm saying? Are you with somebody that's just like you? Do you gonna have to be like-minded for it to work out? Can you be on different wavelengths and handle that? You know, does that work? I like the point that Dreams brought up about morals. I think morals is one of the biggest issues in relationships, that something may work and it may not. I can't really see a person who's devoutly Christian being with somebody who's agnostic, who doesn't believe, or an atheist or whatever. Like, those kind of things, I think those kind of opposites don't attract. I could be wrong, though. You know what I'm saying? I could be. I mean, Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Maria Shriver came from the family of the Kennedys, who are historically Democrats. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was a very, very loud and proud Republican. And they were married. So I wonder, does that work? Can you be a person who likes to save money and be with someone who likes to spend money? Is that possible to do?
Because it's like, you know, I just always think that it's about how you deal with a relationship. Like, you can take it any type of way. You can say, okay, a person that be good with money and you're dealing with a person who's not good with money. That can work good both ways. The person that spends a lot of money can learn how to save, and a person that's saving money can learn how to loosen up.
Yeah, that goes back to what
you know, that's
about.
Just a theory. You know what I mean? But on the opposite end, it could go bad because people can be selfish and people can be stuck in their own way and not willing to open up enough to be able to compromise. And people, you know what I'm saying, people can say, oh, well, I can say, you just spend too much, you just want to spend all my money, or you a cheap ass, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about how you deal with your relationship. It's all about how you see your relationship and how you want it to succeed. So opposites can attract or doesn't have to. It's really all about how you work it. Just don't, you don't want to force something that's not fair. But you know what I mean? So you have to be able to decide shit like that. You know what I mean? I mean.
It just goes back into what I was talking about, you know, learning something, like you said, learning something from the other person, being able to do that. And I just, you know, if you have two broke people, I mean, if you got two people, not two broke people, my bad. If you got somebody who doesn't know how to save, that just loves to spend, and then you have somebody who just doesn't know how to save and loves to spend, then, you know, it's two people. Y'all gonna be broke. Y'all can't help each other grow at all. So how's that gonna help? Like, I don't understand.
And I think in that case too, it matters who's the contributor. You know what I'm saying? If I'm always contributing and you're always spending, no, it's not gonna work. Just plain point blank simple. Yeah, it's like you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. Because I, you know, I'm not in this to be a sponsor. That's not what I'm in a relationship for. I'm in a relationship to be a partner. You know what I'm saying? To get, you know, to get and give. It's a give and take. No two people aren't gonna be exactly alike. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're gonna see things differently. But there's certain things that'll definitely sink your ship. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you, for example, your goals. You know what I'm saying? Do you have a person that? Can you be with somebody who don't see your goals? You know, if you say, okay, in 5 years I want to be a homeowner, and the person that you're with is cool in the apartment, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like...
That's what the world is about you.
Yeah, like...
When you're working on that level, it's not going to work, especially because, you know, you got a vision. Like, to be successful in life, you got to have a vision. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have a roadmap. You got to know what you're doing. And if you got somebody that ain't trying to follow that yellow brick road... then, you know, they're going to slow your journey down, so it ain't going to work. That's the moral of the value.
But, so I got a question for everybody. So what if, you know, you get into a relationship and you're two, you know, you're two of the same, and I'm talking about, you know, a lesbian or a gay relationship, and the person decides to want to change genders. In that sense of opposites attracting, what if they get two opposites, which means, if you're in a lesbian relationship and one of the mates want to become a male, how do you think each other should deal with that in a relationship? Are they still, can they go through, can they basically conquer through their opposites is what I'm saying with their, you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
I'm trying to figure out how will people be able to deal with that type of transition, you know what I'm saying, being that opposite. Can people still be in their relationship being that opposite, being able to deal with something like that, or somebody being transgender or wanting to be transgender?
So I think the point that you're making is that while in a relationship, if opposites happen, so just say if we started on the same page with something and you wanted to do something as drastic as changing your sexual makeup, changing your gender,
then you become opposites, right? And do those, you know, will those opposites still attract? Because now you're totally opposites. You're totally, you know, this is not the person that you started off with, right? I mean, and that's something that, that's a good point to bring up, Callie, because that's like something that people don't consider. How people say people grow apart. You know what I'm saying? If I've been with you in a relationship and so far this has been your way of seeing things, this has been your view, this is how we live our life, and then, you know, I look around the next day and you're totally different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were fine, now you want to worship the devil. This is something totally different. No, I'm just, I know that's really...
But that's the type of things you have to think about, you know, being opposite. You don't know the person, you know, you're dealing with another human being. You're dealing with somebody whose life changes as they go on. So do those opposites still attract? Do you still go person? Or do you just say, you know, are those flaws enough for you to stay? Or, you know what I'm saying, is it enough to be like, you know, I don't really want to deal with that type of relationship. I'm not, that's not what I really signed up for. You know what I mean? How far opposite do you gotta be before they're not gonna be attractive anymore?
Honestly, this is Dr. J. Honestly, it depends on the person and their relationship and how much you're willing to take. And if you're willing to go through that transition with that person because you truly love them and you don't care what they're gonna be or who they're turning into, then that's what you can do. It all depends on you.
I think in a relationship, I think whether you opposites or you the same, I think the main thing is y'all trying to get on one accord anyway. So at some point, y'all want to be the same at the end of the day. But when it comes down to the transgender part of it, like I said, either you on that transition with them or you not. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something you got to be talking about early in the relationship. That's something you can't just spring up. Because that person got to go through a transition too. Because I was watching a TV show and it was a girl and her girl was transitioning to a dude. She was like, I just became okay with being gay. Now I got to be okay with being straight again. So it's like it's a transition for people. And if y'all don't allow yourselves to go through that transition together and it just gets sprung up, then y'all going to go in opposite directions. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, but for me, you know, it's just something that I wouldn't be willing to go on that transition with a person for. I would have to let them go because I don't think, I mean, it's just not going to work out. I can't imagine my girl transitioning into a dude. Like, what I'm going to do?
220. I kind of feel like I'm with Dr. J and Dreams on this. It's about compromise and being open-minded. That's when you got to be with somebody who's open-minded, especially in that type of transition. Otherwise, it's definitely not going to work. They're going to be closed off from jump. And like Dream said, you know, that's something, I think, a conversation that you're going to need to have, like, as soon as it comes to mind. You can't just pop up and be like, all right, tomorrow I'm about to be Kate, you know, or, you know, you can't do that to a person, because you are doing that to a person. You are changing not only your life, but you're changing their life as well. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on that. But personally, no, I wouldn't be able to do it. I feel like I'm a lesbian for a reason, and I see things a little differently. I agree. I mean, I don't hate on transgender individuals. Whatever you feel like mentally and you want to match that physically, that's, you know, that's your choice. And I'm always pro-choice. But personally, I just feel like for me and my mate, it's like mentally, emotionally, physically, you're not going to be the same person. Therefore, you're not going to be the person that I fell for. You're not going to be the person that I want to be with. Exactly. I mean, like, you know, you go your way, I go our way, and it'll be beautiful. I still support you as a friend. I still got love for you, but I'm not going to probably be in love with you anymore. But, yeah.
And then I think, like, to add to 220's point, it's the idea of really, you know, when a person makes a decision like that with being transgender, transsexual, that's something that's really solitary. It's kind of like you make this decision for you. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it might not include me. You know, I just, You know what I'm saying? Like, when you make that decision, it's something that you need for yourself, but it's something that I might not necessarily need or want, you know? So, and then, you know, even though it could be seen as act of support, it's not what I signed on for. You know, it's not what I came into this relationship
to. Ass. You want to support me when I'm sorry. No, go. I'm sorry. That just makes me mad because that's not. So you wasn't thinking about my feelings or what I was getting, what I wanted when you decided that this is what you wanted to do. So before we got into this relationship of this, you know, however long we were together, you know, this is when we should have had the conversation before all of this started, or, you know, give me a chance to make a decision for myself, you know, because, you know, we going into it and you know exactly what I'm about, but I don't know nothing about what you're about and you're going to bring it up now? No.
Yeah, I'm kind of what I mean on that, because I feel like people who make that decision, you kind of deep down knew or have that thought in the back of your head for a while. So going into a relationship, you kind of, that's something you have to express to a person. You know, I'm this way, but I'm having these thoughts. What are your thoughts on this subject? You know, you need to feel a person out, give them some type of, you know, heads up on the situation.
And if they decide from there that it's fine, that we can discuss this further later, or, you know, then evidently they're making the choice to take that on, because you told them about it. So, you know, it's no longer on you, you know?
I think you guys are absolutely right. You know, I think I definitely agree with Amin and 220, and I definitely agree with the rest of the cast about, you know, needing to know and needing to be privy to something that's going to change your life, because we're talking about relationships, two people who are together who are making a decision. So two people who are together, you know, and it's supposed to be a couple's decision. Again, changing your sexuality, you know, being a transsexual is pretty much a solitary decision. So, you know, do you blame the person in the relationship for maybe not wanting to take that transition with you or not being that comfortable doing it, because it's your decision to do that? So it might be the decision to leave. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a caller. We have a caller with the last four digits of 5425. Caller, you're on live at DTSBI.
Oh my God, why am I in this situation right now? Why am
really?
I in the situation right now with my girlfriend?
Wow, really?
Oh. And
okay, talk to me.
So hard to like come to terms, like the reason why I stopped messing with niggas is because of the emotional attachment they cannot give me that I need. You feel me? You know, I like penetration sometimes, but you feel me, that's not why I was with the nigga. You feel me? I needed that. I need to feel secure. With a woman, I feel secure and I feel like, you know, she gets me and she understands me. So in one way, I'm like, okay, the person is not changing, the body parts are changing. But then in another way, it's like, I didn't want to be with a man, or I would have been with one. You feel me? Like, but I love her, so you feel me, I'm going with the punches. And if I got to call my baby daddy, I call her daddy anyway. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, what's up, this dream? I was going to say, you also consider the fact that, yeah, you know, the body changing, but then, you know, she gonna be taking a lot of testosterone, so emotions change too. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, when you love somebody, you know what I'm saying, and you willing to take that transition and that journey, then you gotta go all the way with them.
This, I mean, but I think you need to think about how you're going to feel once it happens. You know, you need to think about long term, because you're thinking about, you're trying to support them and you want them to be happy, and that's true and that's good and everything. That's very sweet of you, and that's very sweet of any girlfriend that would do that. But you also need to think about yourself. You need to have some type of selfishness in this situation, because if you're thinking long term and you're going to be with her,
and you want her to be happy, so you let her do that. But are you going to be happy because you got with women because of how you felt about women? So are you going to be... I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, I said right, but you go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you going to be, you know, there's things you have to consider because now when she transitions into this man, are you going to still be attracted to her? Are you going to be attracted or, you know, there's a possibility of you cheating. There's a possibility. And to tell you the truth, if you did do that, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be real with you. I wouldn't even blame you. I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry. I would not blame you if you cheated on her. Like, real shit. That's real shit.
It would be a
For example, like, what I would say to you, this is solo, you know, as far as, because I can hear already that there's some guilt and some reservation there. And you, you know, and that's normal to feel, you know, of course, because you want to be an unconditional lover, right? That's
right.
Where your head is at. But at the same time, it doesn't make you a bad person if ultimately it doesn't work, you know, because when you went into this thing without conditions, you went into the situation with a woman. So you probably never considered that a condition. So, you know, you have a tough decision to make and a big situation to face. But I'm sure you know, like it sounds like you're really sure and that you're in love. And so whatever works, you know. But it's like don't take it out or hate yourself if it's not exactly what, you know, it doesn't turn out to be what you want.
Right. And what's real is that we keep using this word decision like it's the same thing as choice. Decision is something where I'm killing off all my options. Now, because I was, like, I just recently became a lesbian from, like, 2 years ago. So because I have been with a man and now I've been with a female, I have choices in this. You feel me? Either I can say fuck it or, you know, go to something else. When I'm making a decision, I'm making it based off I ain't never seen nothing different. So I'm making a positive decision, like, you know, because I've been with a man and the reason why I left the man was mainly because of the hurt. It wasn't because I wasn't attracted to him. It wasn't because of none of that shit. It was just the fact that, you feel me, they kept hurting me and I love the way a woman loves me. You feel me? And I love some other things, but the main reason why I left was because of the hurt that I went through with a man. It wasn't because I was like, men are ugly. Hell nah. It was the way they kept treating me. Real shit. So if she's saying like that, I feel like I want to be with a man. I mean, I want to be a man or whatnot. And I've been with a man. And the reason why I did not leave was because of, you feel me, the sex or anything. Then I could understand that I had choices in that
situation. Okay. I definitely don't envy you being in this situation. You know, like it's a tough one, but again, with you having the experience of being with a man and a woman, I don't know, that might create an advantage and give you, you know, a different vantage point and a standpoint and a way to see it, and it might actually give you, you know, a stronger leg to stand on when it comes to this decision, you know. Mm-hmm. But regardless, be easy on yourself. And, you know, trust your instincts, take your time, and understand, don't settle. You know, Callie Bud gave you those last three pieces of advice. And, you know, understand that this is a transition. This is not you meeting a man.
Right.
This is a woman changing into a man. So, you know, you're going to face some things that you probably wouldn't face, quote, unquote, naturally. No offense by using the word natural, but I'm saying a man is already a man born set in his ways, and a woman that's transitioning is going to go through hormones in a very long process, and they have to get to know themselves all over again as a totally different species, like a totally different, not species, but gender.
It could be a great journey for the both of you. You could experience somebody new that you never met before, and you might decide that you like that person. So whatever you do, just make sure you trust yourself and you know what I'm saying? You put yourself first and your feelings first and make sure you understand that if you're going to do this, do it for the right reason. You know what I mean? Because not just your life that you're dealing with, but the other person's life. And it might be best for y'all to find somebody different, or it might be best that y'all go through this journey together. But just make sure you fully think about the situation, just like that person fully think about the situation of changing their gender. You feel me?
Follow your heart. That's it. Crazy. Follow your heart.
That 220 gonna leave you with that note to follow your heart. Yeah, wherever your heart leads you, that's where you go. But we wish you the best of luck. You know what I mean? We always here on this phone line to have conversations with, and we do research on all this stuff, and you know, we'll try to do our best to be there with you through it as well. So thank you so much for calling 220. Take us out.
Evaluation of my crib. You got racks, nigga, show me where it is. talking, gun talk, I swear you make me sick. How can you bust it if you've never held a stick? Tell me, what the fuck are you promoting to the kids? I walk with the Lord, that ain't about this life of sin. I'm humble, it ain't about the violence, but no, if it's that one, cool, we'll get you silent. Five star a line, call it something like a Ryan. Got a couple donnies who will bang for me and I ain't lying. I got dough, but I make that money spread out. When I'm in the booth, steam is what I let out. I've learned what you put in, eventually you get out. So if you're in my way, then it's you I'm gonna take out. They ain't on it, these rappers ain't honest. Why talk about things if you ain't got it? Knobhead, you've been acting for the longest. I'm back in this game and I won't stop until I clock it.
So how you trying to get a meal when you're living at your mum's and you don't even pay the bills? Yo, me, I'm on that real. And if you don't know, then you better ask frills, cause they ain't on nothing.
The man are just bluffing, starting like they on that when they ain't on nothing. Got a little pee, you wanna go clubbing, but come next week, you ain't got nothing, cause you ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing. Ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing.
So the question is, the question here is, do opposites attract, man? You know what I'm saying? We thank our caller for calling in and sharing her situation. We wish her the best of luck with that. As far as opposites attracting, it seems like from the cast standpoint, opposites, they can. So we still have that question leaning in the air. So we're going to have this show definitely again so we can have more callers and people coming in and weigh on it. But right now, we're going to go on to Dr. J's question of the day. Callie going to take us out on our entertainment report.
Dr. J's quote for the day. Opposites attract. If two people just alike get married, one of you is unnecessary. Perfect is not when compatible persons are together. It's when you're both opposite, but in the way you both complete each other. And lastly, you be the anchor that keeps me, that keeps my feet on the ground, and I'll be the wings that keep your heart in the clouds. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Callie Budd. And I am here today to talk about the weed I smoke because that is what I love to do. I love marijuana. I love the way it tastes. I love the way it feels between my fingers, sort of like punani, if you will. And one of the things I like about weed is the texture. You know what I'm saying? So my strain of the week, I dug into the cannabis club, got my little homies to, you know what I'm saying, sneak me a little something. And I found something called Superman. Not kryptonite, ladies and gentlemen. Not kryptonite. Look it up at a cannabis club near you. They got all types of different shit. In California, in San Jose, California, they have a beautiful kush that has blue strands called Superman. It will knock you on your ass. Let me tell you, go try it out. Let my homie smoke it right now, and we doing pretty damn good by flying high, helping niche people, you hear me? But nah, man, all fun to the side, man. We thank y'all for calling in, man. We had a great conversation. Man, we want to keep having great conversations every Monday night, 7 p.m. We always have great topics. We always have great music. And we always talking with great people. One, a lot of these, let's introduce all these great people once again. I'm at Callie Bud 3.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at I Mean.
I'm at Ange Green.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
And I'm at Solo Flows. And y'all can always hit us up on our Twitter. Y'all can hit us up on our Facebook at DTSBI2. If you're on that first page, you need to get through to this new page. Once again, that's facebook.com/ DTSBITOO, man. We got lots of games. We got a lot of great things coming up. We got softball games coming up. We got fundraisers. We're going to be in these clubs out here in the Bay Area. We're going to be everywhere, man. You're going to see DTSBI everywhere, man. We love y'all. On the entertainment side, make sure, if y'all into this type of thing, Caitlyn Jenner right now is doing her thing right now. She got a little show. And actually, it's really informative and it's really enlightening about the transgender community. She's going on a journey and she's asked to be a leader, you know, for this transgender community. And they basically just want to know, is she a good representative, right? And they're gonna follow. You're gonna follow her on her journey to show these women, is she a good representative for their community? So it's a great look. If y'all want to take a look at that, it's on the E Network. Make sure y'all check that out. Make sure y'all check our Facebook out, man. We have our first annual DTSBI softball game. It's going to be live, man. We're going to hit us up, man. We're going to have tryouts and everything. If you're in the Bay Area and if you want to play a little softball, you want to come out, enjoy yourself, have some hot dogs, hamburgers, you want to chill out, some music, and play a little, have a little fun, man, come join us, man. Make sure y'all check our Facebook out and our Twitter and our Instagram. We're going to have all the flyers up with all the information up as soon as possible, man. If y'all want to check it out, once again, our Facebook is at facebook.com/DTSBITOO. Make sure y'all keep calling in, man, 347-324-3853. Every Monday night, 7 p.m., man. We love y'all. We thank y'all for calling in. Make sure y'all hit us up every week, man. This week got me good, man. I can't wait to tell y'all what I got next week. Hit us up 220. Take us out with some music. We love y'all, man.
Thank you. Good night.
Damn,
this should be interesting.
Yes, if I could have any time, it's good.